Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on planet Earth.
I want to try and beat them.
Okay.
Well, I don't necessarily want to beat you per se. I just want to be the best that I can be.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
Don't allow 10 seconds to affect the next 10 years of your life.
Man.
You snapped off, and now you went from partying at the Kardashians to being in a cell 23 hours a day.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
Good morning, good morning, good Monday morning. It is December 23rd.
It's getting close.
2 days before Christmas. Welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly, live from the American Family Insurance Studio inside The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. It's Monday, and man, Dame, how much they pay you this morning, man? I mean, just get up on a Monday morning?
It ain't enough, but we do it for the love. We do it for the love.
That is Damian LZ. Good morning.
Good morning, brother. How are you?
Man, it is Monday, and everybody else is off work.
Yeah.
Everybody started their Christmas vacation.
Yes.
But we here.
Yes. You but we are, here. We here. We're representing. We're doing it for the love of the people. Love of Milwaukee on a Monday morning, on a cold Monday morning.
We here for y'all, for the people that ain't getting up and going to work, but is trying to get that last-minute Christmas shopping.
Yep.
We here for your listening pleasures. As always, we have DJ Ricky on the ones and twos. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning. It's Monday.
Man.
That's all you got to say.
You know what?
I really feel like it's Monday.
You didn't even have to say it was Monday. Just the tone of your voice, that everyone know it's not Monday. Friday.
The excitement is not there.
The excitement is so not there, man. So, Dame, I was just thinking about something over this weekend, man. And it's the 23rd, and most of, if not all of the holiday parties have wrapped up probably this weekend, right?
Right.
And for about the, man, this is going on a good 4 or 5 years. And I want to say even before the pandemic, I haven't been invited to any holiday parties, man. I'm like, did I offend somebody? Did I get drunk and act right?
That is funny.
I haven't been invited to a Christmas party.
Well, were you going before? Because a lot of times people invite you to stuff and then you don't show up for a couple years. And like, I ain't inviting that dude no more. He don't even want to come.
I don't even believe that was the case. Because I hear about all my friends and I got this holiday party. I got my company party. I got this ugly sweater party. I got this. And I'm sitting back like, man, I haven't gotten any invites.
I don't know. Well, you need to do an investigation.
Man. Yeah. Now, have you had a lot of holiday parties attended?
I've been invited to a bunch of them. Like, you've had some at work and stuff like that. But my daughter had one this weekend. She always has this holiday party, this Christmas party. She's taking over for her grandparents that used to always do a Christmas party, and they used to do Christmas caroling. So they would go around the neighborhood and carol. They did that for 20-some years when she was young. So now she's taking over. So she's been having her Christmas parties. And it was kind of live. It was.
Okay.
I had fun. They had karaoke and stuff. So it was like Christmas karaoke. And then once they ran out of Christmas songs, because you know everybody don't know 100 Christmas songs. You know about 3 of them.
Mm.
And
right.
And then once they went through all of those Christmas songs, then they started doing the regular stuff. You know, the Keisha Cole songs and all of the Usher songs. And it was just cool. It was her. My daughter's 26, so it was her generation. And then it was us. And then it was the older people. It was cool. We had a good time.
Yeah. See, for me, I don't know. I don't know if it's I'm really starting to take it personal. I'm going to just say that. At first, I was just like, maybe I'm not around a lot of people that go to these parties or throw them themselves. Uh-huh. But I'm starting to get offended. But I'm going to keep that quiet.
Keep that cool. Because you know why I threw it out there about maybe that you just ain't been going? Because that's me. I get invited to parties, and I just stop. I don't go. So then people just stop inviting me. Like, damn, ain't going to come no way. So why am I even going to tell you? And then I'll be like you, and then I say, man, you had this and this, and then tell me. He's like, no, you ain't going to come.
I'm like, you right. And see, and that's why I said, I'm not going to scream that too loud, because next year I'll get about 10 invites.
And then you ain't only going to go to two.
Yeah, if I go to that, was those. And so... joining us now is Doc B. What up, Doc B?
Hey, man. Good morning, gentlemen.
How y'all doing? Doc?
Yeah, what's the word,
man? You know what? In Sagittarius, man, we had to give it up to Capricorn. So we had to do the right thing. I had to pass the torch.
He's been here 2 seconds and said Sagittarius.
I'm still trying to figure out how that entered the conversation. So you said Sagittarius had to give it up to Capricorn. The human race.
We had to give it up to Capricorn. It's Capricorn season.
See, okay. Truth Nation, if you've ever listened to me and Doc when we be up here at the same time, Doc is my brother. And so a couple of months ago, I was like, Doc, every time you come up here, you mention Sagittarius at least 3-4 times. So that's one.
That's one.
Ricky, I need you to keep count. How many times?
And then we just go ding. Right. We're just going to have a tally at
every
the
time
end.
You mention...
Tally's tally. All right, I'm with it.
That's one.
Feeling good, one. Man. We just worked a double. Last night, so, but I get to do music, so that, I get to do what I love.
Yeah.
So
hey, man, that's, so
that's
it's not
makes
work.
It beautiful. It ain't right, work.
Well, no, I still work.
It still work.
You still
at this point,
show
it still work.
And I got the Packer game tonight, so it's going down.
That's right. Monday
that's
night.
Right.
The Packers playing.
Yeah,
tonight.
You Saints. Were Dave. When Dave came in, he said that he accidentally stumbled against the college football playoffs this weekend. But I don't know if you are a big fan of it, but. That was exciting stuff this weekend, and the new format is
like
off
the
chain.
I like the expansion.
Yeah,
you know, teams. Yeah. It's kind of mirroring the college football playoff level. There used to be that level, Division One, AA used to be, right?
And
they would have the playoffs.
One AA.
That was exciting. But that one was like 40 teams or something. They had a bunch of. But that was that's exciting that they are actually having this playoff and. It's actually, in my opinion, going to be a real champion this year. It's going to be like you done went through 12 teams to get to this level. It ain't the player. It ain't the coaches picked. The APP. It's 12 teams. You can't argue about the top 12 teams. Well, maybe Alabama can argue because they was 13. But you can't argue about the top 12 teams. It's 12 teams. That's usually a cutoff. They should be. You're going to get a real champion this year.
I don't care if they argue anyway. Don't lose 3 games. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah.
Real talk.
So if you don't lose 3 games, you don't have to argue about should I be it or shouldn't. But the thing that I just thought about, do you all recall the BCS where computers used to determine who would play for the championship?
That's
isn't that
crazy?
Definitely.
Like, now that you think about it, like going back, that they would have computers calculate strength of schedule and are they playing better right now and this, that, and the other. If you had 3 undefeated teams, you had to pick, all right, which two should play for the championship.
The original AI. It was so many games.
That really was the original AI.
Yeah.
But it's always amazing that Alabama was always at the top of this AI. This AI, you know what I'm saying? And then the year after, what was it, Saban leaves, now they ain't in it. You know, that's what I was talking to some OGs the other day when I was watching the games. Because, like I was telling you, Telly, I usually don't watch on Saturday because I'm working, doing whatever. I'm with the youth. I'm getting in that work. And so I don't get to watch that many college games. So I got to watch it the other day. And Saban would have been, that's his name, right? He was the coach of Alabama, right?
Nick.
That would have been...
Roll Tide.
He would have been there. He would have, because he's him. Because he's that guy. And the connections that he has, those writers and those whomever are voting for stuff, they would have definitely had him in the top 12.
Oh, yeah.
Just because he's Lou Saban and you want to have him, Nick Saban, you want to have him in the top 12.
Yeah.
But as soon as he leaves, they not in that top 12. They and even though they lost them three games, they done lost three games before and won a national championship.
Yeah, but I tell you what, the new coach, DeBoer, if he ain't in there next year,
he's out of there.
He probably won't be in Tuscaloosa either.
Mm-mm.
Because
they don't play it down there.
No, they don't play it down there. But yeah, we were also, Doc, we were talking about Christmas. Are you a late Christmas shopper, or are you one of the ones that got it all out the way? Or?
I'm a baby. I got you year round. So don't put all that pressure on the 25th.
Excellent. So that's a great way of saying, no, I don't do no
that wasn't. That
was, I thought it was great. I'm like,
that was a very diplomatic way of saying.
You got a Tiffany's charm just because it was Tuesday, and I felt like getting
it. Was a very diplomatic way of saying, I ain't getting you nothing.
That right. Because how often on a random Tuesday.
This is my experience.
So how often on a random Tuesday you handed out Tiffany bracelets?
I mean, you know, I don't. That's for me and my.
Okay.
He said, staff. Taylor, you said like you had like you had a concubine. You was like, I mean,
no, he was like, well, he just said
that's me and my staff.
It might be Christmas for you. It might be July 3rd.
Doc,
but he
done turned into Pimpin' King, right? <for our eyes.
laughs> You know, my HR department is cool right now. It's all good.
we
had no complaints in the HR department.
Granted that my kids are probably still asleep because they are on Christmas vacation. I was sharing with Dame, there's been a couple of Christmases where when I'd wake up and I see my kids opening their gifts, I have no idea what they have. Even though I paid for it.
Right.
Or at least put half on it.
Right.
Yeah.
And they be opening up. I'd be like, man, you got hooked up.
That's
like,
yeah. That's
how it is when you're married. You know, when I was married, that's how it was. My wife at the time would take care of it. I'll give her my money, here's my money, and if you want to add some money to it, that's fine, but here go the money.
Yeah.
You get, and then she's wrapping it and doing all that stuff because she was really into that. I was never really into Christmas. I came up in a household where Santa Claus was painted black. That just lets you know what type of household I came from. So it wasn't top of the list.
Plymouth Rock didn't land on me. Okay,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
I got you. I got you.
Now what I do is, and I'm not going out to buy. I'm not finna go through the malls. I'm not finna go, you know, trying to figure out what you want, what you like. Here go your money. And you go get what you like.
Yeah.
There you go. And if you want your money early,
it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good, though. Don't you want
to
hurt?
Nah, it feels great to me. It feels good to them, too.
What a fuck.
You know? And if they want their money early, if you get money in December, this is your Christmas gift. Here you go. You ask me for money in December, you better know. That's your Christmas gift. Here
that's
you go,
a transaction.
Baby.
That's a roommate.
There you go. That's what it is. Real
what
life
about
out
the
here.
Love? What about the?
My kids is old. It's real life out here.
What I know.
I don't even got a Christmas tree. I got a couple black Santas on my fireplace mantle and some Christmassy stuff. There you go.
May I interest you in Tuesday gifts?
No. That's typically my idea is that you getting stuff. They asking me for money all year. You getting stuff all year. I'm not finna be, just because it's Christmas now, I got to go give you extra stuff. No.
Right.
I ain't doing it.
Look, I saw something that said something about black fathers and black parents. The whole month of December, whatever it is that's on your Christmas list, that's what you're going to get threatened with.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you don't want to clean your room?
Okay.
All right, I bet you don't want that PS5.
Real talk.
Or, you know, you ain't had no problem. You know, write that on your list. So everything is transactional. It's a business.
That's what I'm saying.
Or, yeah, you got a black belt. All right. So you don't want to keep your room clean, but you want this? Okay.
Listen.
Only reason you get a phone is because I need to contact you.
My oldest.
Right. Otherwise, I take your phone. But every now I got to keep tracks on you.
My oldest. Like you said your kids ain't listening. I know mine ain't up listening, so I can talk crazy. My oldest daughter, when she was young, she got into some trouble. And we did that. We was like, you gonna mess around and not get nothing for Christmas.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know why you saying that. I'm gonna just get it anyway. And so we was like, Okay.
Right.
So all the stuff that we had, I told you, I ain't bought nothing.
You ain't take it back.
I'm upset for you.
She ain't take it back.
I'm upset for you.
If I'm lying, I'm flying.
Oh, man.
She didn't get nothing. We told the whole family what she said. And she woke up on Christmas and was like, where's my stuff? We was like, well, you said you was going to get it anyway, so now you ain't getting nothing. And that was the type of parent. And so she, to this day, remembers that. And so now
she'll never say that again.
She eventually got it a couple of weeks later, you know. But it wasn't like right then. You ain't getting nothing. You gonna feel this pain.
Oh man,
because you decided you was uppity at that moment.
I bet that.
So it became a teaching moment.
She felt that.
Yeah.
It's that pressure. What'd you get?
I got cold. She got cold for real.
I don't like peer pressure.
She got cold. It must have worked though, because now she's graduating from law school, all this other stuff.
Hey, man.
So she's a great person.
And
she's a hard worker. So she understands you get what you work for. You can't let your mouth get you in trouble.
And see, I feel like those are lessons of love right there.
Yeah.
Because it may hurt, but I'm doing it out of love, and I'm doing it for the benefit of you. So, Truth Nation, Christmas is 2 days away. Hit us up, 833-212-1017. We want to know, are you one of those last-minute shoppers, or, you know, are you one of the ones like me that didn't get invited to any holiday parties? Man.
And if you did get invited, we were talking about this, what are some things that, for that party to be cracking,
yes,
needs to be happening at that party.
Yes, yes. Truth Nation, we are just getting started. And plus, on the other side of the break, we'll get into, I don't know if you all heard about this, but these fake flyers threatening deportation that have been found here in Milwaukee. We'll get into that and a lot more. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we're just getting started on this Monday morning. If you're just joining us, good morning, and mark your calendars for Friday, February 28th, as we will be hosting our first annual Truth Community Award celebrating individuals making a real difference in our community. Tickets are on sale now for only $25. $10.17 of every sale will be donated to a local organization. Visit 1017thetruth.com now to get your tickets today. Come celebrate with us on Friday, February 28th. At the Truth Community Awards from 5:30 to 8 p.m. presented by Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel. Do not miss out on the best community awards event of the year.
Oh, you shouldn't have, man. You gonna give me an award? Good luck.
We don't know, Doc. You might.
Okay.
You never know.
That don't sound. That sound like one of them gifts you someone.
I'm not on the committee.
you're in your exemption here right now.
Right. So let me throw that out there. So that's Doc B. We also have Damian LZ.
Yes, sir. Yes,
today.
Sir.
And during the break, we were just talking about something that popped in my head, and I was just throwing it out there to Doc and Dame. And that is, man, gift giving can be really tricky.
It can.
It can be. And from the value of the gift to, like the example I gave was, if you end up buying someone a gift and they don't give you anything, or they'd be like, oh, man, I didn't know we were in exchange of gifts. Or, oh, I didn't. And the first thing, your natural reaction is, oh, it's okay. It's fine. But you know when you walk away, you're not happy.
It's not fine in that moment. If they had a thought bubble over your head, they'd be like, this mother. And that's what the thought bubble would say. But then you would say verbally, oh, it's okay.
Bill Maher had a joke on his show that when Obama, they called him a liar during a, what you call it? During one of his press conferences, they said, liar, dude, yelled out, mm-hmm. yelled. And he said, Obama said, it's all good. And then he said, but when black people say it's all good,
it never is all good.
Now, white audience laughed, but they didn't know. That's a black thing.
That's real.
Bill Maher, no. Yeah, you
there's
know.
Certain signals.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's not all good. And what about the value of gifts? Like, if you have a Secret Santa and, like, say for you're in a workplace, you don't even want to do this.
Right.
And you get a Secret Santa that just keeps giving you stuff that you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, I don't. don't drink Mountain Dew. Like, how you bring a case of Mountain Dew to work? Or, like, yeah. Like you brought me a
two
CD.
Two small slippers.
Like, yeah, I don't even have a CD.
Secret Santa is Cowboy always... Slippers. Is right, always
I hate the Cowboys. All
right, Secret Santa is always a risky business, man. It's not even playing a lottery. It's just like a risky business. There's a scene in Flash Gordon, the original Flash Gordon, where the man is sticking his hand in the rock, and they trying not to. He's going against Flash. He's sticking that stick, and it's something inside the rock that'll bite your hand off if you stick it in the wrong hole, right, Paul? So Christmas gift giving is the same way. You are sticking your hand in the rock, and you might come out with something good, or you might come out with some trash. And what you still gotta play cool though. You can't if just imagine if you could give your real feelings in an office situation or any of those type of situations, how it would go down when you done bought somebody something great and then here they come with a keychain from Texas and saying, here's your gift.
Yeah.
You know, you would lose your mind.
Not fun.
And that would be funny to watch and fun to see if people were forced to give their true reactions to gift giving.
Man, 833-212-1017. What are some of the worst gifts you've received? And you're just like, yeah, this ain't even a thought that count here. Like, why in the world would you get me this?
I'm never wearing this.
I'm never wearing this. Or why would you give me a 4-speed bread maker? And like, have I ever told you?
And now I'm on the line to report back on it throughout the year.
One time.
Hey, what's a bread maker?
Hey, man, we gonna make some bread.
Man,
I already gave that gift to somebody else, man. What you talking about?
You re-gifted? You re-gift?
Man, gifting is a key move. You know, as long as you got
gifts
to another side
of
the family.
Yeah.
You give one from one side of the family, and then you know, especially when you married, one side of the family give you something, you go on the next year, you give it to the other. If you're not going to use it, they don't know.
Yeah.
It's still in the box. They don't know.
Y'all ain't brought up Santa. You ain't brought up the Christ.
Listen, man.
What's going on with y'all, man?
Listen, you were talking about gift giving.
Am I the only one that's a hard feel?
We'll get to that. We're talking about gift
giving.
Please,
you Mr. Random Tuesday. Like,
right.
Come on.
You Mr. Random Pimpin' Ken.
I'm deflecting.
Pimpin' Doc. Listen, the worst gift
I
ever got was on my birthday. And this is a different story, but it was on my birthday. My father bought me, and I may have told the story up here before, so if you're listening, y'all may have heard it before. Motherfuckers, it's so funny. My father bought me a Nintendo. This was Nintendo was hot. It was everything. It was everywhere. Everybody had to have it. You wasn't a cool kid if you didn't have a Nintendo.
It was something before Xbox and PS.
Right.
You
wasn't a cool kid if you didn't have a Nintendo. So my daddy had gotten one. And so
ColecoVision.
He had gotten it from a man at the bar. Somebody at the bar must have said they had a bunch of them, right?
Uh-huh.
So he had got this is what I found out later on. So my birthday, Christmas comes around. Was it Christmas or my birthday? I don't remember. When it comes around, I'll get the box. And it's like, it's heavy. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I open it. It's Nintendo. I'm like, oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I start moving it around. It's rattling on the inside. Rattling? What's the rattling? I open up the inside of the thing because, you know, the Nintendo
you ain't had
open
one
up.
That's that might be the new. That might
so
be
you one. Open it up. And I looked inside. And then I was like, Mama, get a flashlight. Mama went and got the flashlight. We looked inside. It was a rock. Somebody had took the guts of the Nintendo. And
the
sold my daddy
the chassis.
The case with work in it. I was so mad.
You got a new car with
Listen,
no motor.
Brothers, I was
no
so mad. I was like, I went off. I was so when my daughter did it and said she was just gonna get anything, I know where she got it from. Because I was the same way. Yeah. I was like, you so stupid, daddy. Why you ain't know there was a rocket there? Cause I just knew I was gonna get embarrassed.
He didn't shake it at all.
I just knew it was still in the box. It was had everything, it had all the Nintendo stuff, and it was everything. So you open it up, and they sealed it back nice and everything, right? And so then I'm like, why you ain't look? You should have, you bought it. Where'd you get it? Take it back. He's like, I can't take it back. I'm like, where you get it from?
No receipt.
I got it from Dale at the bar. First of all, what you doing at the bar? Second of all, why is you buying Nintendo from Dale at the bar? What was the transactional situation of this? You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you exactly how it went down. Hey. Two more. Hey, man, my boy want this dog on Nintendo. You know where I get one from? I got one in the car.
Exactly. He thought he had won. He thought he had one. And to this day, my mama still lasts. Rest in peace to my father. He was still cool dad, Wallace Elsie. But that story, it goes down in history. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the moments that I regret because I was so hard on my daddy in that moment that he couldn't say nothing because he can't whoop me on Christmas. He can't, whatever, or it was my birthday or whatever it was.
Sound like your daughter.
He can't do it on Christmas.
Why can't he whoop me on Christmas?
The only thing you did was force him to go back to the bar and holler at Dale.
He probably whooped Dale, but my daddy was big and my daddy was a fighter. Dale probably got hands put on him. If he ever saw
Dale
again.
But he wasn't a shopper. He wasn't a shopper.
Dale
was not retail.
I know Dale caught a 2 or 3 piece for that. Because I gave it to my daddy. And I know when I went upstairs, I know my mama gave it to him worse.
Hey, I know I have purchased a few radios and things at the barbershop. My first radio for my car, I got out of the barbershop. And they put it in before I even got my haircut done.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Installation?
This is great.
Installation.
Man, I walked out of there, $45. I had a new radio and a haircut. I was fresh to death. Valerie hit us up on our YouTube message board and says, do Secret Santa, we put on the paper 3 gifts that you want, and the gift has to be $50 or more. Okay, Valerie, that is great. I love level setting. I love setting the rules up.
Yeah, you got to set
the rules. But as we know, everybody don't abide by the rules.
Yeah, how they gonna
know? And what is your reaction? That's what we try to figure out. Your reaction when you get that gift from your Secret Santa and you know it costs $12.
And it's some bad ones that's 50 plus.
And you're right.
With no thought given.
You're right.
You done got beat. If you paid $50 for this, you got beat.
Kneecap warmers. What?
What is
they
this?
Make these?
Kneecap warmers.
What
is this? You know?
Man. You start to hear about stuff. Like, man, you know they made that.
They made that? They bought you some finger warmers. Late night. Like that.
Late gloves night, at late. The neck or something. You got to wear them like this.
You see this at 3 in
you
the morning?
Wear them with your fingers interlocked.
You watch this in between Three's Company at 2 in the morning. Did you buy this on?
You definitely got this from the QVC.
Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. We want to know some of the worst gifts that you have received via Secret Santa, family members, and we're going to be transparent. It ain't Tuesday. It ain't Transparency Tuesday, but we gonna really get the...
Keep it 100.
Yes, the core of how you really feel about bad gifts or bad gift giving. Again, 833-212-1017. You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. We got DJ Doc B and Damian LZ in the building. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Ho, is that the black ho, Santa? Ho,
I want a ho. Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Sega Genesis.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. When I hear this song, I can't help but think about Ricky Smiley and Friday After Next.
Right.
The skinniest bootleg Santa ever made as a character.
That's funny.
Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. Chauncey hit us up on our talking text line and says, look here, fellas, we all done received some bootleg stuff back in the day. Facts.
Facts.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. That's very true. How many gifts have you purchased that didn't necessarily have a receipt to it?
Yeah. Yeah. That is also true. Something you done got. Like you were talking about something you done got from the barbershop. You know, I was telling the story about my pops getting it from the bar, but I've done that. You know, I've done where it's like somebody got the hook up on something and you your kid really wanted it and you it just turns out well. It didn't turn out well for him, but it turns out well most times and you happy. Everybody's okay.
Yeah.
They don't know you got that garbage pail kid from
3 gifts ago.
Right.
Unfortunately, sometimes it's off the shelf of another retail store, which is not cool.
Yeah.
That's the part where you don't want to be.
Listen,
right.
I don't care about none of that corporate stuff. Look,
you don't care about that?
Hell no. I don't care if it's boosted or not. As long as it didn't come from another person. Yes. As long as they didn't take it from somebody's car and then put it in your car. Now, if they done got it from, you know,
Walgreens.
Walgreens.
I mean, I don't want to see them closed down, bro.
Listen, but see, we.
See, we
as long as the jump man, his legs ain't closed, or you know, like he ain't just dribbling besides palming the ball. Like, you know, I think you good, but when it comes to your polo man is just a dog with a dude on it and a stick, that ain't polo.
You got polo association instead of regular polo, then you know, you like, hey, thank you for the gift. Yeah. I am never wearing
Truth Nation, we're talking bad gifts that you have received, and some of these practices of gift giving, it could get tricky around this time. We have Todd on the line. Todd, you're on Truth Be Told with Telly, Doc B, and Dame. Good morning. No Todd, Ricky? Okay.
Hello.
All right. Todd, call back if you can. Again, we are soliciting your bad gifts. Let us know what you have received and with the Secret Santa, because again, we were talking earlier, when it comes to gift giving and things like that, a lot can happen. Relationships can change.
Yeah,
I mean, just really think about it. If somebody gives you a gift and you're dating them and you're like, man, I'm really into you and I'm showing you all this and I'm doing all that.
Oh, for sure.
And then you'd be like, okay, what did I get?
You go find out where you stand with this person.
Same thing as your birthday and Father's Day.
That's why I'm laughing so hard.
And then the worst thing that you can say is, ooh, I didn't know we were doing that this year.
I didn't know we was there yet. What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Oh, well, I got you X, Y, and Z, and you didn't give me nothing. Okay. And then you see it on their face. I've been that person that didn't get them something. Because, you know, you don't know you at that level. And they and so now you find out, okay, this person really is into me, and I'm not into them maybe as heavy as they into me.
Yeah.
And I just like giving gifts. And you could tell, like, damn, you kind of hurt them a little bit. So you're going to have to take them the next date you take them on. If there is the next,
you're going to have to do something.
You're going to have to do something to make up for this, because they done bought you a gold ring or some bracelets or something nice, and you like giving them hugs.
So
they going to have to. But I've also been on the other side of that, where you buy somebody something and then they don't get you nothing, or they get you something that's cheap and you like, what the? And like it's all good.
Yeah, you know, baby, and it really isn't. Truth Nation, hit us up. And specifically, I want the women to hit us up. 833-212-1017.
They can hook us up too.
And the reason why, I want women to, because women are typically really good gift givers.
Yeah.
They're better gift givers than
they're thoughtful.
Men.
They're more thoughtful.
Yeah, they're more thoughtful. Yeah. And so I want to hear from women that poured themselves or poured how they felt into a gift that they'd given someone and it wasn't reciprocated.
Yeah.
I want to know, because, again, women can hook you up. Oh, baby, I got you these Jordans. I got you this. I got you that. And then you come back and, baby, I got you this blouse. I'm like, hold on, man. Like, I don't even wear blouses, number one. Number two.
That ain't my color.
That ain't my color.
Yeah, that ain't my style.
There's a whole lot going on. And this is the year, yes, we always look at the great side of it. And, oh, it's the season of giving and all this and all that. But there are some things that can change, relationships that can change based off the gift you received or didn't receive.
Right. That's facts. That's facts. You're speaking, and unfortunately, we live in a commercial society. We live in a corporate society where even Christmas is corporate, because if you know the history of Santa Claus, it was made up by Coca-Cola. And so that's how Santa Claus came about. But anyway, it's all corporate and it's all commercial. So when you have that.
Some of us didn't know that.
You didn't know that? It's all corporate.
I said some of
them. It's all corporate. It's all commercial. So you get this commercial aspect to it, and then if you don't respond appropriately in that commercial environment, where you're not buying things, where you're not getting something nice, then you aren't some people will take that to heart. They will be like, that's their level of love. This person doesn't love me.
Like I love them.
I love them. Because I went out my way. I went shopping for this. I went and did this. So I let people know off top, I'm not that guy. Yeah. So that's what you're not going to change me into being that guy. I'm not going to become that guy just because of your love. It's not going to make me that guy. No. That's not who I am. So don't take it personally, because I'm not going into the Mayfair and fighting through people to get you something and doing this and doing that.
Aren't they worth it though?
I don't care how much they worth it. It ain't happening. Because I don't believe in that. And I will give them my black revolutionary talk, and either you with me or you ain't.
I question your love. I question your love and dedication, sir.
Here is something that I just learned. When you do radio, and there may be some things that you forgot that you may not have said. So I just got a text from my wife. She said, is that where you got my first CD player in my car from the barbershop?
Virgo moves.
You forgot you done used it on her. And now she's...
honey. What's the name of this radio station?
Honey, if you still listening, I can't confirm or deny.
Your memory bad all of a sudden?
No, the statute of limitations are up. That's what it is.
It's too late now,
baby. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Okay,
all right.
It's too late.
That was over 25 years ago, man.
Yeah, that's over. It's too late. You stuck with me. That was a great gift in the moment. You loved me for it. Just keep it there.
And you were rolling and bumping your sounds.
There you go.
So, look. Don't
you're welcome, baby.
Don't judge me now.
You're welcome, baby. Say you're welcome, baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh man, that Sunfire. Oh man,
that
she added it to Sunfire. She got a new car. I said, baby, I'm gonna go
Sunfire
ahead and
the Grand Prix. Okay,
she told all her friends, you know, Telly went and got me a radio for my car. Mm-hmm. Girl, that man loves you.
CD player, yes.
She
didn't
know you got it from the barbershop.
Hey man,
she thought you went to. She thought.
He's not telling. He's not
she thought you went to stereo.
I can't confirm or deny.
She thought you went to stereo doctor, waited in line, told them what kind of car she had. You bought it and was like, I hope it fit.
You ain't lied about that part. And I did have a problem with it fit that first. I know. And how can you get mad at somebody at the barbershop if they can't get it right?
They can't get it right. It's the barbershop. What do you expect from us, you know? So you giving it to her. I know how radios work. You know, we from that era where everybody had a booming system.
Oh,
but you
sure.
can't put every system in every car. It don't
sure
fit.
Can.
And you, so you like... I hope this fits.
Yeah. You still trying to put a Bose in a Sunfire? I don't think the Sunfire was equipped to handle
it. Wasn't.
Bose speakers.
But when it fit, you was like, yes. You was like, I am the champion over here. You knew you was in good then.
You had to face off. You had to face off.
See, a lot
snatch
of times.
You had to snatch out.
Hey, a lot of times.
You in that advance.
A lot of times as men, when we buy gifts for women, we are buying the gift for them, but we really buying the gift for their friends. Listen, because what it is that woman is going to go tell her friends.
All day.
Telly bought me this radio for my Sunfire. That's how much he loves me. What your man get you?
Mm-hmm.
And this becomes a competition between them. Really? So you buying Coach purse? I was a Coach purse master. I would buy a Coach because everybody loved them Coach purses. And it's not too expensive. But, you know, it's not as Gucci and all that. I ain't buying that. You know what I'm saying? So I would buy a Coach purse.
You got a lot of rules.
It'd be big. And I got rules for days, boy. Let me tell you something.
I don't like.
But listen.
Don't give me.
But listen, that's what you really buying the gift
for.
When a woman buys a man a gift, we're not going to be like comparing it with our guys. Like, you know, my woman bought me this. But women will do that.
Yeah.
And so if you make her be the bottom of the totem pole, it don't matter that you done went out the way and created this gift or bought something that was special. If you at the bottom of the totem pole of her friend list as far as gifts going, you gonna feel it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be hard on you for a couple months.
No, as a guy, I have been in very few. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say, I've never been in a conversation with another guy and be like, hey man, what's your woman get you? Man, my woman got me this. So, yeah.
It's never. No black man is it. I don't know. But I can't speak about other races.
But that's not a conversation a lot of black men have. 833-212-1017. Hit us up, Truth Nation. You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. We got Doc B and Damian LZ in the building. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, we will be giving away $6,000 worth of free commercial advertising for 3 months to five black businesses. Visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That is blackbusinessgiveback.com to sign up today. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on the truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com, Associated Bank member FDIC. Ricky, let that ride, because I got a question for two very musically inclined experts with me today. What's the best version? Doc B. What's the best version of
Donny Hathaway?
Yeah. Okay.
The OG version.
The OG version?
Yeah, yeah, I gotta go.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna challenge you a little bit. I love the original one, but Chris Brown tore it up.
Oh, he snapped. He snapped in the one for that
Chris
movie.
Chris Brown tore this up, especially in that movie, that Christmas movie.
Right, that's what it was from. That's why he did it. It was for that Christmas movie. But he snapped. But that Chris Brown is a legend. He's a legend, and he can challenge Donny Hathaway, but it nothing compared. When you play this at a Christmas party, everybody's singing.
Oh, yes.
This Christmas.
For sure.
No, this turn every,
how you sound.
This will turn the most Scroogiest person into a Christmas. Oh, you know what it is, Christmas time. And it's Christmas. Everybody's singing. We'll be.
Yeah.
People ain't singing, can't sing right.
Temptations.
Like I told you, my daughter and them had the karaoke party. Mm-hmm. And so then they did this song, and everybody's singing. The whole place is singing.
Yeah.
This Christmas.
I still think,
But do you even get, are you the old guy, get off my grass by saying, is this or nothing? It's Dr. J or nothing. It's Jordan. You never going to give
a LeBron chance. I'm not saying it's Donny Hathaway or nothing. I'm just saying, you know.
Sound like it.
And no, I'm not. I'm saying Chris Brown did well. And other people that have done these songs have done well. But you just, you know, the OG is the OG, you know. You got to give him his flowers. Yeah. That's all that is.
Yeah, no, for real, for real. Before we get to the second hour of Truth Be Told with Telly, where we're going to get into some other topics, including the fake flyers that's threatening deportation and the end of DEI programs. And one of those, two of those companies are right here in Milwaukee. But one of those companies that has abolished DEI is Walmart, and it's so funny to me that you look up and you see Busta Rhymes and all of these black people on these commercials, but you're getting rid of that. But we're going to get into that on the other side. Another thing that caught my eye over the weekend, and it certainly has everything to do with optics, and people have been talking about Jay-Z and this lawsuit that was against him, and now the witness or the victim, alleged victim, has recanted her story because her dad didn't know. Basically, it's all a lie. But sometimes just 13-year-old, the fact that your name is implicated is damage enough.
For sure.
In my opinion. And
it's always been that way.
With Jay-Z, that's why he wanted to really move this case and try to get it dismissed as quickly as possible. And one of the things that I say is damaging, as of now, Forbes has put out their 2024's most powerful women's list. And of course, Beyonce would be on that.
Typically.
But Beyonce fans are outraged because Forbes has decided to not include Carter. They're not calling her Beyonce Carter. They're just saying Beyonce. And
did they say just, Beyonce Knowles? They're
just going to say Beyonce. Yeah.
Mm.
And the reasoning behind this, a lot of people think, is because Jay-Z's name is affiliated with a sexual lawsuit, even though it seems like there is absolutely no merit to it. But again, the damage is done. As soon as your name is implicated in something like that, you have to go in damage control, which means damage has happened.
There's a saying that all publicity is good publicity, and that's not true.
No,
that is not true. We definitely learned that with cancel culture and the Me Too movement. Nope, sometimes you got to dig out of that hole.
Yes.
So Jay-Z is Sagittarius, if you were wondering. But go ahead.
It's okay. Yeah,
ding.
Come on. Yeah, we got to get the ding, Ricky.
He just said that's two.
Jamie Foxx.
Listen, thank you, Ricky.
We got a good lineup.
I think in this situation, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to see, did Beyonce take the Carter off of her name, or was it Forbes that just took it off?
That's what it seems like. And if I'm Beyonce,
you know, she might have took it off her name too, because you know everybody. Bailey was up here the other day talking about the problems that they were having in their household already. That you know they have two houses, and he stayed down the street, and she stayed in his other house, and they meet you know periodically or whatever the case may be. Right. She was talking about the rumors of all of that stuff. All of this is rumors. Maybe this may be the thing that pushed him over the edge. She like, look, Jigga, you own something, man. Clean your name up or do whatever. But we don't know. I don't know if it was just Forbes. It could have been Beyonce. It could have been just Forbes. And why would Forbes just take the Carter off her name? Why was
because we're in cancel culture.
So
bro.
Does that just lower? Does that lower her importance because they took the Carter off her name? I don't. I'm at a loss. Y'all can educate me on this. I read the article. I didn't get it.
It is.
Maybe y'all can just educate me on
that. It is further demasculation / the black man. So let me appeal to that side of you. Mm-hmm. They don't want to give us our props, and they want to demasculate. Is that emasculate?
Demasculate. Yeah.
All right, yeah. So that's what it is. We can still have Beyonce and bring all her fans,
but we're separating you from your husband. Last year y'all would have been the power couple, but now because this is happening, it's just you. You're singular.
Yeah.
You're singular.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. And we've talked about that in the past, where the power of just someone alleging or accusing you of something, and you may not have even been there, but you're guilty until you can prove that you're innocent.
Yeah,
and
right.
Like, you got to go and get receipts to say, okay, this did not happen. I was not there, before people will just believe that you weren't there, regardless of your character. And so
the court of public opinion.
Yes, I just truly believe this is just another example. And I just wanted to briefly bring this up because I'm sure this is not over with. And more developing news and things of that nature, I'm sure, will come from this story. Keep it locked right here for hour number two coming up of Truth Be Told with Telly. We got Doc B and Damian LZ in the building. Again, on the other side of the break, we'll get into some of these fake flyers threatening deportation on the south side of Milwaukee. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.